Hello, listeners, and welcome to the world of Awe Island, now a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Thank you for joining us today. Have you checked out our website recently? Visit aweisland.com to hear the latest episodes, explore our activities page, and learn more about the world of Awe Island. Visit aweisland.com. That's AHWAYISLAND.com.
Hello, Awe Island friends. Did you know that our Patreon memberships include access to the whole Awe Island library? Plus, you'll get an exclusive extra episode every week. Visit patreon.com/Awe Island to become a member. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Before we begin, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Great job, everyone. Before today's story, let's relax. We'll start by taking a deep dragon breath together. You'll breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. As you breathe out, feel your legs, back, and belly soften, and think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Relax your arms and shoulders, and let's take another deep dragon breath together. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. Now close your eyes and feel your face and neck relax. Imagine that you are the baby fawn with your mama deer. You feel safe and loved. Let's take one more deep dragon breath. Remember to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, like a dragon. Here we go. Deep breath. In and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Delivering Joy. It was a cozy morning. The sun was just rising over Awe Island, warming the earth with its brightness. The leaves gently swayed in the breeze. As the sun climbed higher in the sky, all of the plants, animals, people, and vehicles started to wake up. Gabby Delivery Truck had just started her morning with her driver, Jordan the Florist. Gabby loved delivering flowers. Everyone always had a big smile on their face when Gabby and Jordan pulled up to their homes. Gabby loved making others happy. It was one of the reasons why she loved delivering flowers. Jordan would collect everyone's orders at the beginning of the week. Then Jordan and Gabby would head to the community garden and other special areas on Awe Island, where flower picking was allowed. She loved to collect the perfect flowers for a bouquet. Today, they were going to the Awe Island community garden first. Even though it was quite early in the morning, Gabby loved visiting the community garden. When Gabby and Jordan arrived at the garden, no one else was there yet, since it was still too early. Jordan got out of the driver's seat and went to the area of the garden that had flowers to be used in bouquets. As Jordan carefully selected the flowers, Gabby waited patiently outside the garden, enjoying the morning calm. She enjoyed listening to the chirp, chirp, chirp of the birds singing as they greeted the sun. After a little while, Jordan returned to Gabby with arms full of flowers. As Jordan carefully put the flowers inside Gabby, Jordan said cheerfully, "Good news, Gabby. We have a special delivery today. Someone wants lilies in their bouquet." Gabby felt excited. Lilies were large, striking flowers that came in all kinds of colors. Red, pink, white, and even orange. But Gabby knew that lilies were hard to find on Awe Island. Gabby had heard that they only like to grow near the ponds deep in the Awe Island forest. It would be quite a long drive to find the lilies. But Jordan had a lot of confidence in Gabby. And Gabby trusted and loved Jordan. She knew they would have a fun adventure together to find the lilies. "It's going to be a long ride, but I know we can do it," Jordan said, while patting Gabby's wheel. Jordan and Gabby drove away from the community garden and headed out toward the big green Awe Island forest. As they drove, Gabby enjoyed seeing so many beautiful plants and wildflowers growing along the sides of the road. One time, Gabby stopped so that Jordan could pick some of the flowers to use in bouquets. After Jordan picked some of the vibrant purple coneflowers and bright yellow goldenrod, they got on their way again. "This is going to be the best bouquet we've ever delivered," Gabby thought to herself as she drove merrily along. As Jordan and Gabby got closer to the forest, Gabby noticed that the pavement was starting to disappear, and it was replaced first by gravel and then simply dirt. Finally, Gabby stopped right in front of the forest entrance where the tree line began. The dirt road continued on through the trees, but it looked very narrow and bumpy. Gabby felt excited. She loved a good adventure. "Ready, Gabby? Here we go," Jordan exclaimed happily. Gabby drove slowly into the shady forest, following the dirt path. Sunlight filtered through the trees, lighting her way towards the ponds deep in the forest. Gabby listened to the sounds of the forest as she drove. The forest animals all moving about and singing as the sun rose higher in the sky. Even though Gabby was a little nervous at first, she realized she didn't have anything to be worried about. She had a close friend by her side and a beautiful forest to drive through. The bumps in the road from tree roots and rocks didn't seem to bother her wheels at all. The bouncing they caused was kind of fun, actually. As Gabby continued to drive, an insect landed on Gabby's hood and waved hello to her. "Welcome to the forest," the friendly insect said. "Thank you," Gabby responded. The little insect flew away, weaving and dancing through the trees. Finally, after quite a long drive, Jordan stopped Gabby right in front of a pond tucked under the trees. There were dragonflies, butterflies, bumblebees, and frogs all hopping around the water. The pond was really pretty and alive with so many potential friends, Gabby thought as she stared at the pond. Jordan hopped out of the front seat to find the pretty lilies they were looking for. "You stay here, Gabby. I'll be back soon." Gabby watched Jordan walk carefully around the pond so as not to disturb the creatures that lived there. As she waited for Jordan to return, Gabby enjoyed watching the inhabitants of the pond and forest. She looked up at the trees and saw a squirrel hop from tree branch to tree branch, just like a little acrobat. Then she saw two beautiful butterflies playing in the sunbeams, laughing and having a wonderful time. Gabby hadn't realized how amazing a new place like this could be. She began to wonder about all the other unique places on Awe Island, and the people and animals and vehicles who might live there. Gabby felt excited by the idea of exploring new places with Jordan. "As long as I'm with someone I trust and love, like Jordan, then trying new things is a breeze," Gabby said to herself. "Oh, Gabby," Jordan sang, "I found lilies." Sure enough, in Jordan's hands were all kinds of colorful lilies. Yellow, pink, white, and red. Gabby saw that one lily was actually both pink and red. "These are perfect," Jordan said. Gabby silently agreed, feeling excited. She patiently waited for Jordan to delicately place the flowers in her trunk. Then it was time to head back home. Gabby couldn't help but smile as she drove the lilies back to the flower shop where Jordan worked. Jordan had collected enough lilies to make two bouquets. Gabby wondered who would be the lucky recipients. When Gabby and Jordan reached the flower shop, Jordan went inside carrying all the flowers they had collected in the morning. Jordan set all the flowers onto a large table set up near the big front window of the flower shop. Gabby always liked it when Jordan prepared bouquets on that table because it meant Gabby could watch from her parking space on the other side of the window. Jordan gently placed the bright lilies down on the table, separating the lilies by color. Gabby watched as Jordan delicately combined the unique flowers together and then finally tied them with a light pink bow. Then Jordan returned to Gabby and tied the bouquet right onto Gabby's rearview mirror. "Here you go, Gabby. These are for you. A beautiful bouquet for a beautiful truck," Jordan said. Gabby felt so happy. She couldn't believe that Jordan gifted her with a bouquet of lilies. Jordan smiled and patted Gabby on the front hood. "I don't know what I'd do without you," Jordan exclaimed with appreciation. Then Jordan went back inside to create the other lily bouquet. Gabby felt very happy the rest of the day. She couldn't stop smiling to herself that afternoon when Gabby and Jordan delivered the lily bouquet to Honora Lewis to celebrate her first day of school in her new grade. Honora's family had ordered the special bouquet as a surprise. Honora was very happy to receive the flowers and thanked both Jordan and Gabby for bringing them to her. After Jordan congratulated Honora, it was time for Gabby and Jordan to go home to their little house situated near the community garden. As they drove back, it started to rain lightly. Jordan parked Gabby in her little covered spot next to Jordan's house. Gabby was ready to rest. She felt the weight of this busy day on her eyelids, making it hard to keep them open. She yawned as Jordan gave her a friendly pat and said goodnight. Jordan headed inside the house and turned off the porch lights, leaving Gabby's parking spot in a restful darkness as the rain gently pattered on the covering that protected Gabby from the rain. She'd had an absolutely amazing day. Gabby reflected on all the things she had to be grateful for. Gabby was grateful for her job as a flower delivery truck that let her deliver joy and beautiful things to so many people. Gabby looked at the beautiful bouquet of lilies still tied to her mirror and smiled as she took a deep dragon breath in and out. Gabby was grateful she had tried something new today with her visit to the beautiful pond deep in the Awe Island forest. That had been a great adventure, she thought, as she took another deep dragon breath in and out. Most of all, Gabby was grateful that she had a friend like Jordan who always made sure she was safe and loved, and who even gave her own beautiful bouquet of special lilies. Gabby took one last deep dragon breath in and out. Gabby felt loved and cherished as she fell asleep to the sound of the gentle rain, dreaming about colorful lilies. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.